Okay, before we get into this interview, I just want to say I've been doing daily news update type videos on my personal Adam22 YouTube channel. These things are really highly edited. I've been putting a ton of work into them, and it would mean the world to me if you guys would go subscribe, comment, check out all my most recent videos. I promise they will not let you down. I've been doing this every day, and I want you all to watch them every day. Let's get into this interview. Hey, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got one of the coolest motherfuckers in the world, Wide Neck, in this bitch. How you doing?
Lit. Gang.
I don't think anybody's ever brought this much money in.
Yeah, first time for everything. I don't know how to act right now. Living my free life, my best life, you feel me?
Yeah. So where are you from?
Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, holy shit, I used to live out in Pensacola for a while.
Yeah, what part?
I don't even remember, man, but there ain't a lot going on out there.
Too much going on. Going on.
There's a lot going on.
I
was like 19 and I didn't really know shit, so I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that probably why.
What part are you from?
So I'm downtown, 8th Street.
Okay. You know. So you just grew up out there. What was your upbringing like?
My upbringing?
Your upbringing, like just like how you grew up, what, the area you grew up in. What were your parents like?
Oh, my parents, well, it was just my mom. Like, I ain't had no parents, like. Yeah, it was my mom. I grew up in the hood, like, you feel me? Like, I was raised, like, on the sidewalks, like, running up and down sidewalks, like, just in the hood, like, you feel me? Like, I was just hanging out.
So it was rough? Were you getting into trouble from a young age?
It wasn't, like, rough. Like, I wouldn't say rough. It was more, like, just growing. Like, I had my days. I did what I did or whatnot, but... It's laid back. The hood is the hood.
Yeah.
The hood.
Pensacola, that's a weird hood. I didn't spend a lot of time in the hood out there, so I don't really know what it's all about.
Yeah, East Street downtown was lit, and you feel me? Stupid. And boy, lit down there.
So you were in school. How were you in school? What kind of student were you?
Oh, I wasn't no badass, but I was a badass. Pretty much, it wasn't really like, I don't know. It was like, I went to school. Whenever I did go to school, but I was like, at that time, high school, like, coming out of middle school, I was like, you feel me, like, went into the streets, like, a little harder, so I ain't too much had, like, a whole experience with the high school, like, you feel me, like.
Did you finish high school?
No, I ain't finished high school.
That's too bad. What were you getting into?
I was into, like, around that town, like, just not starting trying to sell drugs, just like in and out of base loads, stolen cars, like, you feel me? I was like, at that time, like, doing whatever, like, hustling, like.
Right.
So, you know, that's how we ate. That's how I ate, like.
Did you have anybody, like, putting you on the game, or are you just running around figuring shit out for yourself?
Nah, I had a couple folks that I looked up to, like, fun, like, family-wise, like, my big cousin, Tet, Blunt, R.I.P. Blunt, like, you feel me, Sylvester, Moosey, like, you feel me, like, but, like, it wasn't just all about that, though, like, they, you feel me, they also put the other thing, like, you feel me, like, do this, do that, the right way you had to go at life, too, though, but,
right.
You feel me, I just chose to do what I wanted to do, though, but, yeah, though, I had, the people that I did look up or whatnot and chose to, like, you feel me, like, admire, like, you feel me, they, like, legends in my eyes in a way. It's like, so, I ain't tripping.
Right. So, did you start getting arrested or having trouble with the law early on? Because that's really how we came to know you, is because you got arrested.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been dealing in with the law for a minute now.
Uh-huh.
A lot, like, actually, like, it really started, like, as I turned, like, became an adult for real, I ain't too much had no, like no juvenile, like, history. Like I said, like, I was coming up, I wasn't no bad motherfucker, like, for real, like, fucking, like, getting in, like, a lot of trouble and whatnot. It was just, like, just fighting amongst my cousin, little cousins, and big cousins, shit like that, but,
So you were getting busted for dumb shit, even though you were actually hustling?
Yeah, like, Like, when my first time getting fucked up, it was actually, like, on driving while I, like, suspended, like, three times, like, some shit down there. And my first time, I did, like, 9 months
uh-huh.
or whatnot, and it started from there. not been like in and out with the drugs, like caught up, like.
So how old are you now?
I'm 31 now.
Oh shit. So you've been in the streets and stuff for a while. Do you ever do any real long bids?
Yeah, I done did one. I ain't gonna say long bids, cause I don't consider like long, like anything over five, that's long. But I done got it like 2.5, 3 years. It wasn't no major years, like,
right,
off and on. My first bid was like a year and a day.
Okay.
Or whatnot. Then I fucked around. I caught like a attempt case, attempt of murder and some traffic, like, and all this other shit. Like, and I did like 2.5. Then like I keep like just running in and out with the law, like little stupid shit in and out, beating them and all this type shit. Like, right. It ain't nothing major though. I don't see it major, but.
What are your other interests besides running around in the streets? Shit you were into prior to all the newfound fame and notoriety?
Shit, I was like into like females. Like I always had females as I was coming up. Like a lot. Like I stayed. Like that was like one of my biggest things whenever I was at home, and whatnot. I used to always stay on the phone with a female. Like from like at all times. Like.
You're one of those guys. I know guys like that who just, they always are on the phone with a girl.
Yeah, I'm always on one. I'm at them like, I don't know. But yeah, that's.
You were ever getting money out of these girls too?
Oh yeah, they take care of the kids. Like, you feel me? Like, they got ones that like, they, you feel me? But I done had some like better. But like, when I'm with now, like, we good, we lit, we in for long haul, we here.
How long you been with her?
Going on like 12 years, like
12? Holy shit! 12,
probably a little longer than that, though. Like,
I'm assuming there's been ups and downs.
Oh yeah, this shit been like real crazy.
Right. She's from Pensacola too.
Yeah.
How's she feel about all the shit that's been happening to you?
Oh, she's just running with it. She just laid back. I'm just doing me. Like, she ain't tripping. We ain't tripping.
What the fuck? You got the extraterrestrial iPhone there?
Man, you know I just got in the game, man.
Oh, you just got a phone?
Got out.
Shut up. You didn't have a phone for a while?
I had flip phones.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I wouldn't hit this social media shit like that.
You weren't? Like, so you were really not clued in?
Like real shit. Like I wouldn't. Like, this shit like crazy. Like I wouldn't on all that. For real. So I was like.
You didn't have a Twitter or Instagram or anything? You weren't even bothering with all that?
Nah, it's never entertaining me. Like I never had it.
That's crazy.
I've been on phones like YouTube. It's like looking at a new video or something. But me personally, like shit I'm on now, I wouldn't definitely want to.
Yeah. See, you were the kind of person that never interacts with our podcast or that would never be on here. Because everybody who comes on here, that's like the main thing that they have in common is that they're all on Instagram or YouTube and trying to make something of themselves. Like up until this shit happened to you, you were totally on the other side of that.
Yeah. It's like... Like I told my boy like the day here, this shit never like it never excited me. Like I ain't see nothing in it. Like like real talk, but I admit I came across some legends and you feel me, like it's what they know, they you feel me.
It is what it is. But did you also like as a person who was in the streets, did you see the social media shit as just a way to get caught up?
Yeah, that's exactly how I was looking at it, like, cause it's like, with like the iPhone and shit now, like the shit just like just talk to you like this shit like crazy, like you ask Siri what they're doing, like,
yeah.
Like shit like that. I ain't never like you feel me, like shit go to talking to my partner, like what the fuck, like
yeah,
and then get caught in the wrong situation, the wrong type. That shit like it's crazy, like I ain't never like, yeah, I was away from all that cause I always thought there was like another way to keep a track of you feel me, like what you doing and shit. So.
Definitely. A lot of people are getting caught up because of the phone.
I always kept my flip phone.
Yeah.
I love them.
Even when 6ix9ine got caught up, they had the recordings from the iPhone of his friends like saying that they were going to do something to him. That was
that's what I'm talking about.
They're sitting there on the phone talking about the crimes they're going to commit.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, they're bad for you.
Yeah. These people haven't heard of burner phones, man.
Yeah. We call them trap phones now.
You were a full-time trap phone guy, though.
I got one, like, I still got my first phone, like, with me to this day, like, my people left it in the car, but, yeah, I got it still. It ain't on or whatnot, but I just
keep it. So, what'd you get caught up for the time that the mugshot went viral? Or is it still an open case?
Yeah, it's still open. The case still open.
Imagine trying to explain the last few months of your life to a judge. Like, yeah, officer, I know I fucked up, but ever since then, has been real different.
Look at me now, like, yeah, that's what it is, like, but yeah, they still open, like, you feel me? It ain't up for right now, but I don't know.
But so how did you find out about the mugshot going viral?
I had actually just came from another county back to Florida. Like, I had came from Baldwin County to Florida, and the same night I got booked in and fingerprinted or whatnot. And this morning I called home, and my girl, she was like, man, you know they got your mugshot, your picture all over the internet, and it's just going around, like, and they just coming, and I'm like, yeah, but me, I'm thinking the shit funny, like, I'm like, shit crazy, like, so I'm just laying down, like.
But so she said, like, it was on World Star, but did that really mean anything to you?
Nah, at this time,
it wasn't that big yet.
At this time, it was like, this day one, like, it's like the next day, like, I arrived there, like, lay out at 10 o'clock that night. No, I'm lying. Like, around about 7 something. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting on the phone the next day. And then she was like, yeah, you know that your face and your mugshot out on Facebook, this and that. I'm like, for what? No, they're like, it's just passing around, just coming and just making fun of you. I'm like, I ain't even worrying about that. I got other shit going on. So later on that day, she started telling me, like, the next day, same thing. Later on that day, she was like, you seen the TV? You been watching TV? I was like, yeah, not for real, but what's going on? She was like, they had you on Sports Center. I'm like, Sports Center? She was like, yeah, you on Sports Center or whatnot.
You're like, what?
So I'm like, what the hell Sports Center got to do with this shit right here? And then the whole time, I'm like, you folks like, bro, like, I'm in the fucking cell like right now. You folks like going this hard, like. And then she was like, the next morning, she was like, my mama was on her way to work because my mama leave home, like, her and her husband leave home, like early morning, like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I guess they be on the Steve Harley and the D.L. Hughley showing shit in the morning or whatnot. And they fucked around and was joking about me or something, and my mama heard it. And my mama tell me about it or whatnot, and all these other crazy ass shit.
Your mom was probably pretty confused, huh?
Yeah, she was like, at first she was like lit, like she was mad. She was like, she was like, yeah, she was heated, and then you end up burning out, and I'm here, I'm right here now.
So how did you, from your perspective, were you like pissed? When did you start to be able to see that this might be an opportunity or that there might be a good thing about this?
I was never like mad or in my feelings about the whole situation. Like, from like, I wasn't never mad or upset or thinking crazy or none of that. Like, I was like more like just tripping, like, cause I can't believe, like, out of all these years, I'd have been in prison, been out of jail a million times. I got a million different other mugshots besides this one, some worse than this one. Like, I'm like just wouldn't like just really like thinking like what why now, like, you feel me? Like, as I think about it, you feel me, my mama, my grandma, like before all that came about, like, when I really can't talk about it because it's about my case, but anyways, I can't tell you this. Anyways, I was on life support like for like 2 days.
Right before this?
Right before this, like, right before this, I was on life support. This how, right before, like, everything came about, but, like, right before this how the warrants and everything that I became refusing and all this, because the day of what I was supposed to went on, I end up being on life support.
Uh-huh.
Or whatnot.
So you can't talk about how you ended up on life support?
I mean, I can, but I'd rather not. Yeah. Like I said, because my case still open.
Totally, yeah.
But I end up on life support, and after 2 days or whatnot, I woke up like kind of like crying, like, and the first thing I asked was, I in jail? And the nurse, like, that's kind of like crazy to her because, like, I really didn't know, like, I've been on life support like this long or whatnot. I'm open my eyes to a room full of like my family members or whatnot. And that's the first thing I asked was, I'm going to jail. And she was like, baby, you blessed. And I'm like, looking at all the tools and the IVs and shit in my arms and shit, like I'm strapped to the bed and shit. So I'm like, what the fuck going on? So I go to like, finally, they're like, just calm, relax. You ain't going to jail, this and that, this and that. And like, filling me on what was going on and whatnot. So I ended up going home. My mama came, my grandma knew, and they was like, baby, God just told me, like, he got something for you. Like, he was like, God was like, they was like, you ain't got to do it no more. Like, you done. Like, you ain't got to do it no more. You ain't got to do it no more. Like, just, it's over with from here on out. God got you.
That the life support situation was like a awakening. Like, maybe your life, it was time for you to have change, a big change.
That's how I, like, as I think about it and I look at it, like, that's how I'm pitching it. But like I said, like, my mom and my grandma, like, they always, like, always been, like, the praying woman. Like, they stay, like, praying and a big believer and this and that. Like, they always telling me God, coming to him, saying this, telling this. Like, been trying, like, they even, like, try to trick me to church just for the preacher, like, to, like, pray for me and all types of stuff or whatnot. But anyways, yeah, and from that day on, like, my mom and them, they told me, like, it was going, like, I ain't had to do it no more. Like, it was, God had something for me, and I end up going to jail, like, a couple months later in another county, and I went to jail for fleeing the law, possession and this, possession and that, possession of paraphernalia and this type of time and whatnot, and ended up coming back to Florida, and it's when it all started. Like,
crazy. So let me ask you this: was the neck thing, having the wide neck thing, was that always something that people would roast you for when you were younger and everything?
It never been a roast. Like, if it was a roast thing, like, I never knew nothing about it. Like, I swear.
So it wasn't something that was like always a thing in your life where people,
like,
were giving
you... I ain't had no problem. Like, that's where, like, what's so crazy. Like, I'm just laughing and, like, cause like the ones who know me, like, they know, like, I don't fuck off. They know what it is. They know how I'm coming.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, people know, like, but, like, I, like, the world, like, other than that, like, they good. Like, it don't offend me. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm 31 years old. You feel me? It ain't never stopped me from doing nothing I want to do in life. So, you feel me? But it wasn't never no roasting section. It wasn't, we ain't even.
Because, like, my knowledge of how, you know, young people are and shit in general, it's like, you know, if you got zits,
oh,
boom, they make it fun of you for having zits.
This
if you're short, you're short.
This is a new generation. See, I came, like, I'm an 80s baby. I'm an 87, man.
Right.
Like, I was like, I came about, like, when it was, like, good dope, good crack, good everything. Like, you feel me? Like, it was good on the streets, like, straight hood, like, you feel me? Like, hard, like, and I came up into, like, you feel me? Like, it wasn't never no roasting, man. It wasn't never no roasting. Like,
it's so crazy because it's like you got famous for, like, the most fuck shit ass reason ever. But then when I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm like, this dude is solid as fuck. Like, you're like a real ass dude that I actually feel like everybody in the rap game and shit, like, once they actually, like, meet you, get to know you and shit, like, a lot of people are going to fuck with you because you're just a solid dude.
That's how it is now. Like, that's how it is now. Like, I mean, like, I done met a couple cool cats, man. Reggie, like, you feel me? Doughboy, like, you feel me? Like,
shout out Doughboy.
You feel me? Like, there's so many folks, like, man, like, they fucks with me, like, and I ain't gonna never change. I'm the same dude, man. Like, I don't owe nobody nothing. I ain't gotta explain myself. You feel me? Like, when it came about, I was by myself. I was laying down by myself. I had my own time, had my own burn. You feel me? You feel me? Like, hey.
A lot of people compare you to Gucci. How you feel about that?
I mean, it's a compliment. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with Gucci. He hard, like, real street nigga. Like, I accept that, like, as motivation. Like,
yeah, that's a good person to be compared to.
Yeah, like, I'm fucking with him. Like, been fucking with him.
Yeah. So when did you start to, like, sort of realize like, oh, this meme that is either just some bullshit or negative that is actually a positive that like you were actually going to be able to make something out of this?
Man, from day one, I've been feeling like it was some bullshit, but at the same time, like from day one, like coming in, like I got hooked up with Shrimp Gang, Mills, you feel me, Patty Supreme, Long Neck, you feel me, the Gang Light, you feel me, One Number Love from day one, you feel me, it's just, I don't, you feel me, I'm just rhyming, like I'm here, like we just trying to like stamp it, like for real, like.
Were you planning on going hard with social media and everything before?
That's what's the thing, like, and up to this day, like, I be telling the boys, like, now, like, I'm still, like, really trying to get used to it, because I still find myself, like, you feel me, doing shit that I've been doing, like, in, like, before all of it come about, like, just being me, just, like, keeping it real, like.
Going to the store, like, it's no big deal? Or is that still not a big deal for
you? Nah, that's a big deal, like, I mean, like, long as I'm out the city and shit, like, I'm good, like, anywhere else, I'm good anywhere, but it just, I just feel like, I don't know, it's like, I'm just him, man.
When you go up, you got to get out of your hometown, because somebody will kill you in your hometown, right?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say, they will, I can't put across them stupid ass dudes.
No, but you know, like, you can't even contemplate like the level of like jealousy and hatred that people will start having once they see you start really getting money.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So what's when you linked up with Patty and Mills and everything, how did that happen and how'd you end up going out there and what'd you guys start doing?
I had flew out there to Miami, they flew me out to Miami. Went out there and met Lone, Mills, and Patty and you feel me? We all just went out there and like we chopped it up, talked and whatnot. And it was like, shit, we gotta do something, like. And I'm thinking like, bro, like, I'm saying to myself, like, man, I'm not even on this type of time, like, dog. I'm not like, this is not me. Like, I'm like, I'm fucking with dudes, I'm fucking with them, but like, I'm like, from coming in day one, like,
you're from a very different world.
Yeah, like, it's like, it ain't gonna work. Like, that's how, like, my mind frame is, like, it wasn't gonna work. Like, this ain't my lifestyle. This ain't my, you feel me? This ain't my environment. Like, so much different shit. Like, and I really thought it wasn't gonna work. Like, sometimes, right now, like, I'd be like, getting angry and shit, like, just from, like, all kinds of, like, different situations and shit, but. I don't know. I got to get used to it. Like, I'm just me. Like,
is it weird hanging out with a bunch of younger white dudes after?
It's crazy. It's crazy. But like I said, but it's much love. Though I fuss with them. Like, I swear I do. Like, it's just so crazy because they stay turned, they stay lit, man. Like Long Neck, like he like, dude. Dude, friend as fuck, dude, like, bro, turnt though, bro, like, he 100, like, he gonna tell you how it is, like,
right.
No cap, like, but.
I walked in, and one of the first things he started telling me was just about how much ass he ate the other
day. He loved talking about ass. Man, he loved talking about ass. Man, like, lyrically, like, my first week staying with him, I ain't gonna even say my first week. When it was just happening in Miami, we was just in Miami, like, this trip right here. Man, he lyrically stayed up, like, talking about different girls. Like, he just like girls sending, like, just sending ass in his face. Like, he just like to eat ass. Like, he love ass. Like, he love
not
ass.
Not into that?
I love ass, too, but I don't like eating ass. I don't eat ass.
You too old school for that?
Yeah, I don't eat ass. Like, you feel me? Yeah. I eat cat. He eat ass. It's a big difference. Like, he eat booty. He said booty. He love booty.
What about like Patty? How do you? What was your reaction to Patty when you met him?
Oh, Patty lit. Like, yeah, he laid back. He kind of like. You can't figure him out right now because he don't really like. He don't sit still right now. You can't figure him out.
Mm-hmm.
But he lit though. That brother.
Like, yeah.
We kind of got him.
What do you, so what do you and Long Neck do, like, when you guys hang out on average? You usually just working on skits and shit, or you y'all just go out to the mall, hang out, yeah, and do
we,
whatever?
Yeah, we just live life, like, it's, you feel me? Like, whenever it go down, it go down. When it happened, it happened. Like, it's just, it's that crazy. Like, and there's no telling what, there's no telling what might be recorded or be seen or whatnot. It just, it be that lit. Like, we just have fun, man.
Do you feel like you are, like, the one coming up with the ideas, like, or are you typically the one coming up with the ideas of the shit to film, or are you just sort of falling in line, being like, all right, I'll do what you guys want?
First time in life, I can really say I'm just like falling right now. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm just in line. Like, I can say that. Like, I don't know nothing about it. Like, so I'm just, you feel me? It's fun. You feel me? I'm in it. But like right now, I'm still ain't used to it right now. Like, I ain't even used to all this shit right here, like this shit.
Doing an interview and shit?
Yeah, like, ain't.
Because this would have been snitching in your old life.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty much said snitching, like, I like, you feel me? I know I'm a very bad, like, I don't know, like, I don't know.
I mean, like, a year ago, you couldn't have sat on camera and talked about what your life was like?
A year ago, you didn't even know me.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't know nothing about me, like, like a year ago. Like, it's so crazy. And then I came about, like you said, I came about on my fucking neck, like. But I really came about from being a real ass street nigga, hustling, grinding, like, you feel me? Like, holding my own, you feel me? Definitely. So, like, it's just a better situation. I'm here.
Did you ever have any kind of, like, health issues, or was there ever, like, a moment when you were a kid where they were like, oh, like, you got something with your neck or whatever?
No, I ain't never had no health problem with my neck. I never been rushed to no hospital. I never, like, no. Fun, I've been going to the hospital, like, appointments, like going to get some pills called Ritalin at the time.
Ritalin?
I had to take before I go to school every day. I had to take one before I leave the house, and I had to take one at school. And that's just to keep me calm.
That kept you good in school?
Yeah, that kept me calm in school, keep me from getting in trouble.
I guess I got to ask that too. Were you like a drug user? Were you ever that kind of person?
Yeah, I use drugs. Yeah, I definitely use drugs. I don't use drugs like, I just, like, my type of drug is just drink and weed, like, you feel me? That's what I use, like, ain't no telling what a nigga, like, dealing with or whatnot, but that's what I use.
Are you a lean head, or are you just once in a while?
I like to sip. I like to sip, no cap, I like to sip.
Yeah, I can't blame you. Hey, that's basically, like, drinking a little lean and smoking some weed, that's basically, like, oh, you don't do drugs. That's just whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you're young. Don't kids stay away from drugs.
Yeah, you gotta stay away from drugs. Like,
yeah. So what have you spent your money on since you started coming up? I noticed you got some jewelry, you got the nice guest sweatshirt on.
I ain't really spent my money on nothing. Like, I ain't.
You got really like $6,000 in front of you?
I really just been like just traveling, like just enjoying life. Like, I ain't like my family back home, they good. You feel me? Like, I'm just like just hanging out, like just enjoying life.
You get any checks so far that you've been like, holy shit, I can't believe I just got paid that much to do that?
I don't know. I ain't gonna talk about all that.
What are you mostly making money from, though? Like club appearances or Instagram shout out shit on the story or what?
Oh, my Instagrams. You know, they go stupid. Like, I make money all kinds of ways, for real. Like, I don't understand which booming, what's hard to boom, like, which booming the hardest or however. Like, I just, you feel me? We just doing them. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it.
Mm.
Like, for real.
What, so, like, they just tell you to show up somewhere and you're there?
Yeah, and I just, you feel me? Like, fudding, like, I don't know, yeah.
How do you feel about doing the rap thing?
I ain't no rapper. I mean, I love it. I'm just like, I ain't no rapper, so like shit that I'm like be doing or whatever I'm doing, like it's gonna be me for real, for real. You feel me? It just ain't gonna be like I fuss with it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do something. It's a movement.
I mean, you're doing crazy numbers.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Like, tell me about the numbers.
I mean, you see like 4 or 5 million views on that first video. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Like, and then you get a second one out, and it's like, if it's just a meme, then why is the second one doing hella good too? I mean, you know.
It's crazy.
But we got to get you in the studio with like Gucci or 21 Savage or some shit like that. We got to get.
Yeah, definitely got to make that happen.
Are you planning on doing like solo stuff, like going and doing songs with other people where you, I mean, when you got Long Neck there, it's like you always got kind of like a more funny element to it with you guys together. But if you went and did a song with somebody from a different way of life, then maybe we get to see more of Wide Neck.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But like, it's still. Yeah, definitely will. Definitely will.
Do you plan on, like, do you have any big things that you're planning on doing or anything? You're just taking it day by day?
I'm just taking it day by day for real. Like, I just, like, you feel me? I just don't want to get caught up in reality. Like, just, I ain't trying to get caught up, like, on this entertainment shit for real, like, and get misled. Mm. Got it enough, but, like, for internet, like I say, ain't no rap, nigga. I'm just doing it.
What do you think the biggest like misconception that people have about you?
My looks, like they got me fucked up when they just like judge me by my looks and don't really like know a kid. You feel me? So I say like just read the book before you just judge it.
That's a good point.
Right.
Just read it. Anything else that we should talk about? Are there any jokes that you're sick of?
Huh?
Are there any jokes that you're sick of? Like everybody, I mean, you guys kind of do it yourself. It's like, you know, the song's called Next Up.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are going for every joke possible.
We get them what they want. They're what they want. They're what they get.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just like ready to do whatever. Like, I'm here. We together. Like, we grinding, moving. Hey, y'all, look, man, y'all go and follow me, man. My Instagram is Damn Wide Neck.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
It's on the screen. You know what to do.
All that. My IG, my Snap, Facebook.
Damn Wide Neck. And then the Twitter is Damn Wide Neck 1.
Yeah.
I heard Mills explaining it earlier.
Yeah, all that. Like, you feel me?
Man, see, I was interested to meet you and everything, but I'm definitely like, you're way cooler than I would have thought, you know?
You thought a nigga was Photoshop too, huh?
Like, Photoshop? Like, At first, maybe. I don't know.
People 100, like, you didn't think that shit was real. Like, this shit real, man. I'm silent, man. Like,
you got a lot of girls sliding in the DMs who want to check out what the next all about?
Man, the only ones that don't know what it's about, like the ones know what it's about, they like they ain't tripping. I'm used to it. Like, crazy. Man.
Yeah.
Like my life, like I don't know. Like I just like I don't know. It wasn't like I don't know. I wasn't like how people like probably look at like, man, I know this dude had like he just had it bad like coming up because like just. Clowning and joking, but it wasn't that. Like anything, I was the class clown. I stayed getting kicked out of class. I stayed, you feel me? Stayed fighting like from football and all. Like I said, like I ain't had no days. Like when I ever came home from school, like mom was like, dude, like picking on me or somebody took this. I ain't never had them type of days. I ain't, you feel me?
I think that's the most surprising thing about this whole thing is like, damn, like right. People probably would not make fun of Wide Neck in real life. Like this is a solid
like,
dude.
Real, like the ones know me, like they know I'm hitting red in their fucking mouth. Like if I feel like I'm disrespectful, being disrespectful, like they know I'm handling that. Like, but yeah. Ones that don't know me, they don't know me. I respect that, but respect me like if I'm in a way in your prison, like you feel me.
Mm-hmm.
We good, like.
We're good. Get in on the Wide Neck business, man. Hey, I'm impressed. You're definitely a solid fucking dude, and I did not expect you to be this cool of a dude. Say, like, that's kind of the weird thing is that you blew up off of something that was just a photo, so it's like your personality could have ended up being anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man.
Anything.
Bananas. All right.
What you mean by anything?
I don't know. I mean, it just could have been any type of guy because it's like you got popping in the first place off of just a random-ass photo. It's like we had no idea what kind of person you were going to be. And then to meet you and to have you be such a solid dude and to be like a guy who clearly is like not the type of guy who is like getting joked on.
Yeah.
No. I'm very impressed.
I'm not that guy.
I would bet on Wide Neck. Like if there was a stock market for rappers. Let me put a 10 stack on Wide Neck right now. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we're securing the bag.
Yeah. Secure that bag. Secure that subscribe button down below. And if you guys enjoyed this, go check out my daily videos on the Adam 22 channel. Link is in description. I'm doing daily like news videos on there every single day, and they've been going crazy. So you guys definitely want to get involved with that.
Shrimp Gang, man. Wide Neck, man. Shrimp Gang. Go follow us, man.
Shrimp Gang.
Fuck with the gang. Broke Gang. Fuck with the team, man.
Yeah. Wide Neck. Hey, it's been an honor to have you in here. I didn't get to shave your head like I did with Long Neck, but... There's not much there to work with anyway. All right. Hey, appreciate everybody who watched this. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Shout out my dude, Wide Neck.
All that.
Peace.